Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem of Avraham Goldhar, and here is Zechus Yuma Daf Mem Ches, the fifth parak Hotziyo Lo. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. Rav Papa inquired, Dabke lekomitz bedofne demana mai. What's the halacha if after performing a kamitza, the kohen pasted the komitz at the wall of the kli sharis rather than placing it at the bottom of the kli? Tok kli beina b'ha'eka. Do we require merely that the komitz be placed inside the kli, which is the case here? Or Dilma Nach Besocha Kasitno Beinan Bahalekov, or do we require that it be placed properly inside the Klisharis, which is not the case here? The Gemara leaves it as a tekum. Marba Ravashi made a similar inquiry. Apke Laman Vadapke Lakomitz Ba'arise Demana Mahu. What's the halacha if the Kohen inverted the Klisharis and pasted the Komitz to its bottom? Rashi Menachos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph explains the case as one in which the Kli had a hollow stand that could serve as a receptacle when the Kli was turned upside down. Do we merely require the komitz be placed inside the kli, which is the case here, or do we require to be placed inside the kli properly, which is not the case here? The Gemara leaves it as a teku. Point number two, the Gemara prefaces Rav Papa's next query by introducing the following halacha. If the blood of a shechta carbon spilled on the floor from the incision on the animal's neck and the kohen gathered up its puzzle, whereas if it was first received in the kli sharis and then spilled on the floor and he gathered it up, it's kosher. Rav Papa inquired, Nispazir ketores memul chafnev mahu. What is the halacha if the ketores scattered from the kohen gadol's full cupped hands and fell to the ground? May he gather it up from the ground and use it or not? Do we say yado katsavar behema dami upasul, his hand is analogous to the neck of the animal and the ketores that fell to the ground is pasul? Or do we say kklisharis dami v'lopasul, that perhaps the hand is analogous to the klisharis and the ketores that fell is not pasul? On the one hand, the Torah doesn't require the ketores to be placed in a klisharis, in which case the special consecration of the ketores occurs when it's placed in the kohen gadol's hands. On the other hand, since we learned that the kohen gadol practically requires the kaf to carry the ketores into the kodesh hakadoshim, the consecration occurs in the kaf, and the kohen gadol's hands are considered like the neck of the animal. The Gemara leaves it as a teku. And point number three, when Rosh Yeshua was asked, halacha b'smol mahu, what's halacha regarding carrying the blood to the mizbeach in the left hand? He answered that it was taught in the Mishnah regarding the kohen gadol, bringing the ketores, natos amachta b'mino v'sakaf b'smolo. He takes his shovel of coals in his right hand and the cup of ketores in his left hand. So clearly, halacha is valid if it's done in the left hand. The Gemara successfully refutes Rav Shesh is bringing a brice on Daf Mem Tes Amun Aleph that states, Zar va'onin shikr u'balmum b'kabal b'halacha v'zrika pasul. If a zar, or a kohen who is an onin, drunk or blemished, does the kabal, the halacha, or the zrika of the blood, it's pasul. V'ken yoshe v'ken smol pasul. And so too, if a valid kohen does any of these avodas while sitting or with his left hand, it is pasul. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Papa inquired, Davke l'komitz bedofte in the manamai. What's the halacha if after performing kamitza, the kohen pasted the komitz to the wall of the kli sharis rather than placing it at the bottom of the kli? Toch kli be'ina b'ha'eka. Do we require merely that the komitz be placed inside the kli, which is the case here? Or dilma hanach besocha kasikno be'ina b'ha'leka. Or do we require that it be placed properly inside the kli sharis, which is not the case here? The Gemara leaves it as a tekum. Marba Ravashi made a similar inquiry. Apki l'mana b'dapki l'komitz ba'arise d'mana mahu. What's the halacha if the kohen inverted the kli sharis and pasted the komitz to its bottom? Rashi Menachos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph explains the case as one in which the kli had a hollow stand that could serve as a receptacle when the kli was turned upside down. Do we require merely that the komitz be placed inside the kli, which is the case here? Or do we require that it be placed inside the kli properly, which is not the case here? The Gemara leaves it as a teku. Point number two, the Gemara prefaces Rav Papa's next query by introducing the following halacha. If the blood of a shechta carbon spilled on the floor from the incision on the animal's neck, and the kohen gathered it up, it's pasul, whereas if it was first received in the kli sharis and then spilled on the floor and he gathered it up, it's kosher. Rav Papa inquired, Nispazir ketores melo chafna of mahu. What is the halacha if the ketores scattered from the kohen gadol's full cupped hands and fell to the ground? May he gather it up from the ground and use it or not? Do we say yado katsavar behema dami upasula, his hand is analogous to the neck of the animal and the ketores that fell to the ground is pasul? Or do we say klisharis dami v'lopasula, that perhaps the hand is analogous to the klisharis and the ketores that fell is not pasul? On the one hand, the Torah does not require the ketores to be placed in the klisharis, in which case the special consecration of the ketores occurs when it's placed in the kohen gadol's hands. On the other hand, since we learned that the kohen gadol practically requires the kaf to carry the ketores into the kodesh hakadoshim, the consecration occurs in the kaf, and the kohen gadol's hands are considered like the neck of the animal. The Gemara leaves it as a teku. And point number three, when Rav Sheshes was asked, halacha b'smol mahu, what's the halacha regarding carrying the blood to the Mizbeach in the left hand? He answered that it was taught in the Mishnah regarding the Kohen Gadol bringing the Ketores, natos amakta b'yamino v'sakaf b'smolo. He takes his shovel of coals in his right hand and the cup of Ketores in his left hand. Clearly, halacha is valid if it's done in the left hand. The Gemara on the next Amud successfully refutes Rav Sheshes based on a brisa that states, zar v'onen shikr u'balmum b'kabal b'halacha v'zrika pasul. If a zar or a kohen who is an onen, drunk or blemished, does the kabal halacha v'zrika of the blood, it's pasul. V'ken yoshe v'ken smol, pasul. And so too, if a vowed kohen does any of these avodas while sitting or with his left hand, it is pasul. All right, so now we go to our simur daf mem ches, and our standard simur is related to moach. We use brainiacs, very smart people, brainiacs. Here goes. While some brainiacs were busy testing their pacing the comets on the inside of the Kli technique, others were on the floor analyzing the status of spilt Ketores from the Kohen Gadol's Chafina, with their left hands tied behind their backs. Once again, in slow motion. While some brainiacs, that must mean we're on Duff Memches. While some brainiacs were busy testing their pacing the comets on the inside of the Kli technique, which reminds the Repub inquired, what's the halacha of after performing Kamitza, the Kohen pasted the comets to the wall of the Kli Sharis rather than placing it at the bottom of the Kli? And Marba Ravashi asks, what the halacha is if the Kohen inverted the Kli Sharis and pasted the comets to its bottom? This is the case in which the Kli had a hollow stand that could serve as a receptacle when the Kli was turned upside down. Do we have to place the comets inside the Kalim properly, or would these alternative placements work? Both are left as a teku. So while some brainiacs were busy testing their pasting the comets on the inside of the Kli technique, others were on the floor analyzing the status of spilt Ketores from the Kohen Gadol's Chafina, which reminds us. The Gemara prefaces Repuppa's next query by introducing the following halacha. If the blood of a shek, the carbon spilled on the floor from the incision on the animal's neck, and the Kohen gathered it up, it's pasul. Whereas if it was first received in the Kli Sharis and then spilled on the floor and he gathered it up, it's kosher. So Repuppa inquired, what's the halacha if the Ketores scattered from the Kohen Gadol's full cupped hands and fell to the ground? May he gather it up from the ground and use it or not? Do we say Yado Katsavar Behema Dami Ubasula? His hand is analogous to the neck of the animal and the Ketores that fell to the ground is pasul? Or do we say Kli Sharis Dami Vlopasula? Or that perhaps the hand is analogous to the Kli Sharis and the Ketores that fell is not pasul? So on the one hand, the Torah doesn't require the Ketores to be placed in the Kli Sharis, in which case the special consecration of the Ketores occurs when it's placed in the Kohen Gadol's hands. But on the other hand, since we learned that the Kohen Gadol practically requires the cuff to carry the Ketores into the Kosher Kadoshim, the consecration occurs in the cuff, and the Kohen Gadol's hands are considered like the neck of the animal. The Gemara leaves it as a teku. So while some brainiacs were busy testing their pasting the comets on the inside of the Kli technique, others were on the floor analyzing the status of spilled Ketores from the Kohen Gadol's Chafina, with their left hands tied behind their backs. Which reminds us, when Rosh Hashanah was asked, halacha b'smol mahu, what's halacha regarding carrying the blood to the Mizbeach in the left hand, he answered that it was taught in the Mishnah regarding the Kohen Gadol bringing the Ketores, natal zemachta b'yamino v'esakaf b'smolo. He takes the shovel of coals in his right hand and the kaf of Ketores in his left hand. So clearly, halacha is valid if it's done in the left hand. The Gemara in the next Amud successfully refutes Rav Sheshes based on a brisa that states, zar v'onin shikr b'almun b'kabal b'halacha v'zrika pasul. If a zar or a kohen who is an onen, drunk or blemished, does the kabal halacha v'zrika of the blood, it's pasul. V'ken yoshe v'ken smol, pasul. And so too, if a vowed kohen does any of these avodas while sitting or with his left hand, it is pasul. So once again, while some brainiacs were busy testing their pasting the comets on the inside of the Kli technique, others were on the floor analyzing the status of spilled Ketores from the Kohen Gadol's Chafina, with their left hands tied behind their back. All right, that concludes the shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.